Human development can push species out of their native habitats, but people can also help put the species back in. On the Fort Belknap Reservation in Montana, bison and endangered black-footed ferrets have already been reintroduced. Wyoming Public Radio's Ivy Engel says they'll try one more.
What you're hearing is a swift fox. They're reddish-brown, a bit smaller than a house cat, with big ears and a long tail. They do their best to sound intimidating when they're live-trapped, but they tend to be quite docile. They were historically found across the Great Plains region, from Alberta, Canada, down through the central part of the United States. But today, they're only in about 40% of that area. Hila Shamoon is a research ecologist with the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute. She says both natural barriers and human development contribute to the species range reduction.
Currently in Montana, we have a small population very close to the border between Montana and Canada. And then there's a pretty big gap before we get down here to Wyoming, where swift fox have already recovered. So there's a gap of about 300 miles between that northern population and the south population, which is from Wyoming all the way down to New Mexico.
The main barrier that keeps them from spreading through Montana, Shamoon says, is the Milk River. But the Assiniboine and Gros Ventre tribes on the Fort Belknap Reservation have partnered with nearly 30 different organizations, including the Smithsonian, to help bridge that gap. They're relocating nearly 200 swift foxes from Wyoming, Colorado, and Kansas to their historic range on the reservation.
This fox used to be a part of this ecosystem. It's a grassland specialist. It's been almost 50 years. It's a native species. It's important to that community as well, the community that's living on Fort Belknap. It's a missing link in this ecosystem.
Shami Anderson is with Defenders of Wildlife, another partner on the project. She says several of the locations where the foxes will be released are home to other reintroduced species.
This is a major effort on behalf of the tribe, as has been all animals they've restored to their lands, including buffalo. They have endangered black-footed ferrets and very healthy prairie dogs that provide for the ferrets as well as other animals. And Belknap is just a model in Native Plains wildlife. They've really done an amazing job.
Tribal Council member Mike Fox says reintroducing species is important to them.
Ever since the Tribal Fish and Game Department was created, we've always looked at restoring things back to their natural habitat as much as we can in a modern world. And so little steps like this is something that we definitely want to continue.
Fox says this will be their last big effort.
It kind of rounds it out. The area that we're going to be focusing on reintroducing them into is Snake Butte Buffalo Pasture, and it's 23,000 acres, that Snake Butte area. It'll be one of the most intact short grass prairie ecosystems in the entire country now.
This year, 40 to 50 foxes are being live-trapped in Albany and Carbon counties in Wyoming. The efforts started earlier this month. Ecologist Hila Shamoon says they'll be given a health check and a GPS collar and then released in Montana.
We put them on top of an empty prairie dog burrow that we expand in the entrance so they can go in. And we're going to leave them there for a period of between 3 to 5 days. Usually they would dig their way out in about 3 days. Sometimes they decide to stay in that pen. So on day 5, we'll just take it down and release them.
Shamoon says a soft release will help reduce the animal's stress and get it acquainted with the landscape before it's set loose on its own. Over the next 5 years, they plan to repeat this process, trapping twice in Colorado, once in Kansas, and again in Wyoming. The 5-year time frame allows them to release multiple age groups on the site. After those 5 years, the foxes will continue to be monitored to make sure the population is healthy and growing. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.